KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, clear skies, 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today, high around 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN States and Local News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In Western Iowa news, cleanup continues in Northwest Iowa near Dune, where 32 BNSF rail cars carrying oil derailed June 22nd. 14 of the 32 cars leaked about 230,000 gallons of crude oil into flooded farm fields, some of it making its way into the Little Rock River. The trains began running again in 3 days, but the DNR's Environmental Program Supervisor, Ken Hansenius, says there's a lot of cleanup left to be done.
There'll certainly be a period of weeks and months of cleanup of that oil and residue that has escaped into the river floodplain, and there'll be a lot of vegetative removal, and there'll be some soil removal undoubtedly.
Asenio says the conditions around the accident site are making it tough to get right in there.
Of course, flooding has added to some of the headache here, in that areas are not accessible to equipment to get in there to do some of the necessary cleanup.
Flooding is believed to have caused the cars to derail. Hassania says he's never had to deal with a spill of this oil this large in his 30-year history in Northwest Iowa.
There was a release, actually a derailment of ethanol cars near Grettinger about a year and a half ago that we worked with. The only other thing I can think of in my years here was the explosion down at the Terra nitrogen plant down in Sergeant Bluff, and I believe that was 1994, and that was a rather large release of anhydrous ammonia and other chemicals.
And at this point, the number of gallons spilled is still an estimate.
We think that's pretty close to the final total. Though at some point, they'll come up with some final numbers.
Asenio says he thinks the response went very well with the good cooperation between the railroad, the city of Dune, and its residents. The Atlantic Community School Nutrition Department and farm-to-school team are working hard to bring healthy, fresh local foods to school lunch. And your help is needed by visiting a local farm and joining together as a community to pick locally grown sweet corn for school lunches. Everyone in the community is welcome to do so. Congregations, sports teams, FFA and 4-H groups, families and friends, all welcome. The event will take place Saturday, July 21st, and the event of rain will be the next day, the 22nd. 30 volunteer pickers and 25 processors are needed. They'll gather at the Schuler Elementary School at 7 a.m. on the 21st to be transported by bus to and from the farm. The first shift is from 9 a.m. to noon, the second shift from noon to 3 p.m. Processors will cut, bag, and prepare the corn for students to eat. That group of volunteers will be at Schuler Elementary, and sack lunch and drinks will be provided to all volunteers. A waiver will be required to be signed by volunteers. Children under the age of 18 will need a parent or guardian's signature. The waivers can be picked up the morning of the 21st at Schuler or requested from Deanne Schreiner prior to the event. They suggest you wear lightweight, long-sleeved shirts, long pants, and shoes that can get dirty. To sign up or for more information, call 243-5369 or email Deanne at dschreiner@atlanticiowaschools.org. You can find that address and that phone number again on the same story on the news page at kjan.com. Well, the Kirkland Fire Department was called out last Friday night to the scene of a barn fire at the Gary Red Swenson residence southeast of Kirkland. Officials say the cause of the fire remains unknown at this time. The barn was a total loss. Harlan, Irwin, and Defiance Fire Departments assisted in battling that blaze. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy on Monday announced that he will be making stops in 12 counties this week, including Union and Madison counties in our listening area. His visits to both area counties will take place today. In Union County, Nagy will tour the ZFS Creston LLC at 1:30 p.m., and at 4 o'clock, he'll be in Madison County to tour the Covered Bridges Winery in Winterset. Nagy was appointed by Governor Kim Reynolds to succeed Bill Northey as Iowa Secretary of Agriculture on March the 5th. Prior to that, he had served as Iowa Deputy Secretary of Agriculture for Northey since September of 2013. Friends, family, and fun is the theme for the 2018 Shelby County Fair that begins tomorrow in Harlan. Today, 4-H static exhibits will be entered and judged, and there's a 4-H baked goods and garden sale. Opening ceremonies for the fair will be held tomorrow at 8 a.m., followed by the 4-H cake decorating and table setting Best of Iowa contest. Open class non-livestock entries will be submitted. The carnival will be from 5 until 11 on Wednesday, and the tractor pull is in front of the grandstand. On Thursday, judging of 4-H and FFA poultry will take place, followed by the judging of 4-H and FFA cats and small pets, 4-H and FFA breeding, beef breeding heifers, beef cows and calves, feeder calves, dairy cattle, 4-H bottle cabs, open bottle exhibitor interviews, and the open bottle show. And the commercial building on the Shelby County Fairgrounds will be open at 4 p.m. Thursday. The carnival takes place from 5 to 11. Shelby County Fair Parade at 6:30, and at 8 p.m. the crowning of the Fair Queen and Hall of Fame recognition. You can find out the rest of that schedule by looking for the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Officials with the Audubon and Cass County Community Foundations, both county-wide community foundations, announced that the fall grant program is now beginning for Audubon and Cass County nonprofit organizations. The deadline to apply for funds through an online grant application process is September the 1st. In Audubon County, $44,400 was allocated for this fall grant cycle. In Cass County, $32,000 is available. The deadline to apply for funds through the online grant application process is September the 1st. The mission, both the ACCF and CCCF grants and programs, is to participate in funding community betterment projects and nonprofit organizations that have similar objectives, those being to improve the quality of life in counties by supporting needs that are not being met in areas of civic, cultural, health, education, and social services. Only organizations providing services in Audubon and Cass counties, respectively, are eligible in their respective counties only, and they must be able to demonstrate broad community county support and be an IRS-approved 501c3 public charity. Requests for general operational funds will not be considered. After July 13th, detailed application procedures, fact sheets, and a link to the application form can be obtained online at omahafoundation.org/SWIowa. And the you can contact Stacy Goodman at 800-794-3458 or Denise Carlos at the same number with grant application-specific questions. All completed applications will be considered at the October board meeting with notification of results by the end of October. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said yesterday a man from Clark County was arrested Friday for felony criminal mischief in the second degree following an incident at the Bank of Iowa. Officers responded to investigate a complaint of a large plate glass window being broken at the bank located at the northeast corner of 15th and Main. Upon arrival, officers located 25-year-old George William Douglas of Osceola walking in the 200 block of East Main Street with blood on his hand and arms. Douglas appeared to be incoherent and was in distress. He was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for treatment of his injuries and admitted to the hospital for treatment and observation. Douglas was released from the hospital on Saturday morning and taken into custody by officers on the felony charge that resulted in about $2,000 property damage to the Bank Iowa building. Douglas is being held in the Page County Jail on $5,000 bond. The driver of a 2007 Dodge Caravan was cited for failure to yield half the roadway following an accident around 5:20 p.m. Saturday in Union County. The sheriff's office's 54-year-old Melissa Renee Fields of Creston was talking to a passenger in her van. When the van crossed the center line of Highway 25 and struck a pickup truck that was pulling a large utility trailer. The collision caused the doors to be torn off the van. Fields was transported to the hospital in Creston for what were said to be minor, non-incapacitating injuries. The driver of the pickup, 54-year-old Douglas Dean Lamb of Diagonal, was not injured. Lamb's 2002 Chevy Silverado pickup sustained $5,000 damage. Damage to the van was estimated at $8,000, and it was declared a total loss. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.